doing well. What would you say that you gave a great presentation there just now about kind of like a very futuristic look of work and life, and it's and how man and machine or human and machines are going not only going to be working together, but we're going to be learning from them some at some point down the line. It's very daunting what you were talking about in there. How what you mentioned in there, we're not going to ask what we do anymore, but what do you do? How do you get all this information and then how do you and then give it to people?
I say what I do is I help people understand things.
Okay.
So I absorb an enormous amount of information and I synthesize it and I put it in visuals so people can understand it. Mm-hmm. There's a lot going on right now.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah.
So it's a lot of connecting the dots.
Okay.
And a lot of domain spanning and a lot of saying, okay, you've got to think about business, you've got to think about design thinking, you've got to think about learning agility. Mm-hmm. We used to learn a tool or a trade. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to have to learn from the tools and create new trades. Mm-hmm.
Is this stuff scary to you, or do you just see it as our kind of our natural evolution of how we're evolving, so to speak? I guess is the question I'm trying to fumble for.
No, it's not scary to me because now I have a purpose.
Okay.
You know, I always didn't know what I was going to be when I grew up, so mm-hmm. I never had a good answer to that mm-hmm. question. Mm-hmm. I never had a good answer to what do you do. And there's a lot going on out there, and my particular skill set fits it. Mm-hmm. So it's exciting to me, and it's exciting for the next generations. They're going to get to create so much interesting mm-hmm. stuff.
Yeah, you mentioned, I mean, you started out your presentation with, we're tired. Why are we tired? You know,
yeah.
that type of thing. And it's because of all the information overload that we're getting right now. Is
yeah.
that why else are we tired? Why is this, why is everything happening so fast now as opposed to back in the day where things happened so slowly?
Because we're moving from linear change to exponential change. Mm-hmm. So linear changes, steps are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Mm-hmm.
Exponential changes, steps are 1, 2, 4, 8, 16.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just starting to get after the 8 to the 16.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really starting to feel that change.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called the greatest velocity of change in human history. And we're actually changing as a species as a result of it.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned that in my presentation. Our sustained attention span dropped from 12 seconds to 8 seconds, and a goldfish is 9 seconds.
Now that's scary to me.
Yeah. Well, we're developing other skills as well. We're better at information processing. We're better at doing more than one thing at once.
Mm-hmm.
Some people say we don't do it as efficiently, but we're better at absorbing a lot more information. We are.
One stat that you brought up in there was that you said 47% of the jobs will be gone. Today's jobs will be gone in 15 years. What jobs are those and how do we compensate for that?
Yeah, I don't know that it's 47% of jobs. It's 47% of the work. So
okay,
if you
I'm
take
sorry.
All the work
right.
and you take out about half of it,
okay.
We're going to have to create new forms of work. And I think mm-hmm. the tools that are emerging are going to require different skills to work with them.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not going to work, as I said, we're not going to learn a tool. We're going to learn from
right.
a tool. We're going to learn alongside of it. But it tends to be what's in that 47% is anything routine or predictable. So anything you can define the success criteria of,
mm-hmm.
you can write an algorithm
okay.
to solve it.
I just saw a news report, I think it was yesterday or the day before, Bill Gates was saying that we're going to have to tax robots or
yeah.
robotic work. I don't know if you probably saw that.
I reposted that the other day and everyone was like, well, why didn't we tax computers? And I was like, well, that is a good point.
Yeah,
it's a robot. Yeah, I mean, universal basic income is essentially a taxing the robot. It's just done differently.
Mm-hmm.
We may need to figure out new forms of things that humans do because we created work. We created government. We created money. We
mm-hmm.
created these constructs.
Mm-hmm.
We may have to create a new version of executive service corps or something like that, that we're in service to our society, not necessarily a corporation.
Yeah. One of the more fascinating, I mean, I thought their whole talk was really fascinating, but the transformation of a company like Amazon,
yeah.
how they originally they're just a bookseller, you know, they're just another, you know, library down the street basically,
yeah.
but now they are a multimedia company.
Yeah.
They're, you mentioned
hardware manufacturer, yeah, yeah. yeah. Artificial intelligence, they have something like 6,000 patents.
Is that all?
Oh. Yeah.
Gosh, another data gatherers yeah. with Alexa. You mentioned that Alexa's just not this thing that you talk to and, hey, turn off the lights, you know, what's going on today? It's a data gatherer.
Yeah, yes. And the point of that, part of the point of that was the number of paradigm shifts a single company went through in a 20-year
mm-hmm.
period, but also that Amazon's goal is never the thing they're selling you. It's what they're learning about you from the thing they sold you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So it's always about advancing their capabilities. And as workers, we need to think not about the job we're doing, but what are we learning in that job?
Mm-hmm.
How is that advancing our capabilities?
Right. Gosh, fascinating stuff. I could talk. I mean, I have so many notes that I wrote down. I want to wrap it up with how do you connect the dots with financial services? What you talked about in there, how does it deal with financial services? Because obviously you're talking to a credit union crowd here, but financial services, that's a thread that runs through our lives. So how does it affect all that?
Well, I talked about that in the beginning. I was talking about how we've got four generations in the workforce right now, and if you say the word bank to them, each one of them has a different mental model for what that means. Mm-hmm. It could be an app on their phone to one of them, and it could be a place they go and a relationship they have to somebody else. Mm-hmm. So financial services is going to go through a massive change. So they have to start thinking about these. And this particular group is financial services that serves educational institutions, so they're at that intersection.
Yeah.
So that's the connection. And one of those individuals found me from reading an article I'd written. That's how I got here.
Okay,
yeah.
Right on.
Yeah.
Small world. All right. Well, Heather, thank you so much.
Thank
that was
you very
fascinating
much.
Stuff. So
thank
very
you very
cool.
Much.
Appreciate
thank
the
you.
Time. Yeah.